Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. Now, here's your host, Jay Garvin.
This segment brought to you by Texas Roadhouse. Legendary food, legendary service, located on 8th Street next to Walmart. Well, welcome everybody. Jay Garvin's here. I'm happy it's Saturday. I'm over hump day.
Hump day
of Wednesday, folks. After I get done with this show, I'm going to go ahead and enjoy my Saturday afternoon. But right now is my favorite part of the day, spending Saturday morning with you. If you're hearing my voice for the very first time, I'm Jay, and I'm your friend. We are in the third week of February, the 21st. This is my daughter's birthday today, my brother's birthday today, and I'm excited to celebrate with them later. But right now, I'm going to celebrate with you. I'm going to celebrate with Bill McAfee because he's going to be in the show today doing the economic update, and you're not going to want to go anywhere because these statistics for real estate in February of 2026 are starting a trend that I would really like if you're a buyer, but I would buckle up if you're a homeowner right now, let alone a seller, because prices, my friends, are flattening out. I've got the statistics right here. So, in all the years that I've done this show, I talk a lot about real estate. I talk a lot about mortgages, especially investment property loans, demographics in America. I talk about military loans because it is the last way in America to buy a house with no money down, with the rare exception of a USDA loan, which I've only done three of those in my career in 25 years and 11,000 loans that I have completed or supervised. But very rarely do I talk about how the sausage is made. Now, this is near and dear to my heart because I'm from Wisconsin. So if we're talking about cheese curds or bratwurst, I'm going to be happy. And today, the equivalency of this sausage, baby, is Jay Garvin's and you. We're making bratwurst, my friend. Well, there, we got our theme today is bratwurst and making sausages. Because when you complete a loan, my objective personally, as I have done this for 25 years, over 11,000 times. Let's see that, 25 years. So, if you take 11,000 mortgages divided by 25 equals, that's about right, about 440 mortgages a year divided by 12 equals, and that makes about sense. Over my career, I have averaged about 35 loans a month. Now, I do far less right now. We're doing between 5 and 10. But when I was with Top Gun Mortgage and managing a group of 10, when I was with Garvin's Mortgage and managing a group of 10, and then when I was with Churchill Mortgage during the heydays of 2019 to 2022, I was managing a group of 12, 8 to 12. We were cranking out 30 or 40 loans a month. And in all of that time, we made the process look easy. And that's why we've grown, and that's why we've helped so many of you get into home ownership. And I would love to help you get into home ownership right now. If you call me at 719-330-1457, I would love to sit down with you, your adult child. Mary Paul, I appreciate the referral. Help your child get into a loan, an adult child, a relative, a neighbor, a mother, downsize, get a smaller mortgage. Parents, work through a reverse mortgage. Your son, who's an electrician, that's self-employed, help him get an investment property with a DSCR, a debt service coverage ratio loan, where you don't have to document any of your income. I always want to make it look easy. But today, with the drum roll, Matt, we're going to talk about how the sausage is made, the mortgage loan, folks. And everybody I talk to is excited about home ownership. The wonders of purchasing a home. Driving by the for sale sign, getting out and grabbing the flyer, so excited what the inside of the house looks like, pulling up realtor.com, calling the real estate agent on the sign to say, I was driving by and I saw the houses for sale, looking at the pictures, thumbing through the internet, dreaming that you can be part of the American dream, a homeownership dream. White picket fence, a craftsman, maybe a bungalow, your own home. Well, believe it or not, we've come a long way, folks. When I started in 1998, people didn't even talk about the loans. They talked about the house. Then they would go ahead and say, oh, I need the money. I did the exact same thing as a vet. I wanted to buy a house down in Cheyenne Meadows right here in Colorado Springs, the Pikes Peak region. And I told my real estate that I'm interested, but I don't know how to do the finance. And he's like, Jay, you do a veterans, a VA loan. And I was so naive when I was 28 years old in 1996. I said, Terry, you don't understand. I'm not a veteran yet. I'm still on active duty. And he's like, Jay, if you're on active duty, you're a veteran. You're just an active duty veteran.
No!
Well, what do you mean they'll do it? I'll help you get your certificate of eligibility. I'm like, okay, well, what do I do then? That's when the nightmare proceeded. Not for me, but for the loan officer, because I didn't know what I was doing. So today I want to talk to you about how the sausage is made, what goes in to the mortgage process, and how has it changed over the years. See, when I first bought a house in 1996, which is much different than when somebody bought a home in 1926 or 1956, I found a house, I went under contract, then they asked for a lender letter. The finance guy, Roger Cavender, actually at the time with Classic Mortgage, because I bought a classic home from Jeff Smith when he was still presiding over it in 1996. And he threw all this paperwork into a machine and he cranked the handle and out came this perfectly long, awkwardly looking sausage called a mortgage. Well, I'm going to talk about that today. What is the way everybody does it and what is the best way that Churchill Mortgage does it? The difference between a pre-qualification, a pre-approval, and a certified Churchill loan. Let's talk about that today. So call me at 719-330-1457. Now is the best time of the year to get qualified to buy a house or even complete your refinance, because by my birthday in the middle of May, we are going to be so busy that we're going to be very nice, but there is going to be a 10 to 15 day process. Right now, we're available. Call to help you, your adult child, relative, friend, get qualified for a mortgage, and I'll give you the details on how to do it right after this. 719-330-1457.
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back. Now, here's Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner.
Hey, where's the beat?
Won't no one put you down
when I'm around.
Ross here. I'm Jay, and all day you and I are talking about how the sausage is made, the mortgage loan process. So, financing is easy in a purchase loan, folks, if you're proactive. I'm telling the truth. Just 10 days ago, I had an individual, Michael, call me while I'm in Nashville and saying, hey, my dad told me to call you. I'm closing a loan in 17 days. I have a 630 credit score. I need a gift for down payment. I'm riddled with debt, and I'm under contract on a $450,000 house. What's your rate? Literally, that was the conversation. I don't have any mortgages on my house. I've been doing this for 25 years, and some 24-year-old kid raises my blood pressure. And
Dad,
that's my inside voice, folks. My outside voice was, how can I help you? But if you are proactive in the home buying process, it can be stress-free. But it takes planning, and it begins a step or two before, what's my rate? Now, your rate is important, but when people ask that question, they're parroting the internet. I even had one of my good friends, Tony, call me, and then he gave me an email about all these questions he had, and I said, these are literally cut and pasting from ChatGPT. It took me till like question number 5 to realize that it was a cut and paste. And I just emailed him and said, whatever. These are ChatGPT cut and paste notes. Call me if you want me to answer these questions. And I'm telling you right now, folks, that the difference between someone experiencing a really good positive purchase experience, because I want the focus on the American dream, like I said in the first segment, the beautiful White House with a picket fence on a postage stamp lot for you to build memories and grow a family and create memories. But you have to understand how the sausage is made. And it doesn't start with the sausage. It starts with breaking down why in the world you want to purchase a home in the first place. Meaning, what's holding you back from being a homeowner? Why haven't you bought a house yet? Why don't you want to own a home? And do you understand the difference between renting? Because the biggest difference between home ownership and rentership is that every single year your rent is going to go up, period, do the math. And once you buy a house, it may seem more expensive than renting, and 70% of the time it is, unless you get a big down payment through savings or a gift. But once you buy a house, your principal and interest on that house, your monthly payment is fixed. And that is a huge, huge difference. But you have to face your fear. You have to make sure you understand the benefit. You can't continue to think in the short term. You have to think in the long term. And then you have to think about the process of getting ready to do it. And that's what I'm talking about here today. Establishing a budget, dealing with your credit score, establishing a good foundation in your life to afford an actual home. And it comes down to 3 easy steps, and I call them the 3 C's. This is before you even think about a mortgage. You need to understand that if you don't address your credit, and you don't address your capacity to earn, and you don't address your collateral in purchasing anything, let alone a home. If you buy a car and you don't consider your credit, you don't consider your paycheck or your capacity to earn, and you don't consider your collateral or your down payment on the car, then you're going to get had in the process of purchasing. No money down, more expensive financing, especially with a car, a payment that's worth less than the car is actually valued at. But once you get into houses, it's why more people don't buy a home. We used to be up beyond 64% ownership when George W. Bush, prior to 2008, we were up to 69, about to kiss 70% home ownership. Right now, we're down in the low 60s. Some people would say 61%, other 58%. It doesn't matter. The bottom line is this. If you can establish a good credit history, and with Churchill Mortgage, which I am a licensed loan originator with, you don't need a credit score. I literally just helped Mike get qualified to buy a house, and he had no credit score at all, and I can help you as well. But if you do have a credit score, you want that credit score to be no less than 620 points. It really, for Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, first-time home buyer program, stuff like that, you want to be above a numerical score of 640, 640. But anything above a score of 740 or 740 is considered excellent credit. I just told a friend and listener of mine that's 30-plus years old, and she has a credit score of 801 already, and that is pretty impressive. 3 to 6 lines of credit, all paid down to a near-zero balance, and an excellent pay history. But then after that, you get focused on your capacity to earn, and that's your job. Generically, you need to have 2 years of work experience. There's exceptions for this. Like if you're a professional like a nurse or a doctor or even an engineer, if you can show transcripts and a degree and you just started in your career, it's possible. It doesn't matter if you're a hairdresser and you were on your own. You can be at one salon and then you can move to another one. If you go from self-employed to W-2 paycheck, that's fine. But you have to get a history of your capacity to earn. And then the big one, and I save this for the last, is your collateral is very, very important because your down payment is what precludes, inhibits most people from the purchase process. Now, if you're listening and you own a home, and 85% of us statistically listening to this radio show right now own a home, tag, you're it. It's up to you to talk to your adult grandchild, your daughter, your grandson, your adult son, your neighbor, your friend, your coworker, the person who sits next to you at church, because you are the conduit to the next generation of homeowners. And the American dream is built on an economy of homeownership revenue. We're a home ownership society. If you look at all of the money that goes into buying, maintaining, buying, selling, improving homes. But we also have a generation from the older baby boomers to the silent generation that there's over $10 trillion that is going to transfer in the next 10 years, over $10 trillion of wealth in businesses, investment funds, houses, and so forth. So if you're looking to buy and you haven't thought of a gift coming from one of your relatives, call me at 719-330-1457. It literally affects one out of every three purchases that I do in jumping that gap of your down payment or the collateral that's required for that house. And you should have a budget that's broken down. I mean, the absolute hard ceiling with money spent on a house payment is 50% of your gross income. But that includes your house payments, your car payments, your credit card payments, your student loan payments, all of it. So if you have no debt, home ownership will be easy. If you have a mountain of debt, I just helped a couple that had like 23 trade lines with credit cards and student loans. That gets pretty tough, my friends. But the bottom line is there is a process to follow. And with that process, traditionally it's been this. Over the last 25 years, the first 10 years was this. Well, 50% of the time, it's this. Hey, I looked at a house. I love it. Can you guys get me qualified? I just told you the story. Hey, we're buying a house in 3 weeks. Now, I apologize. It used to be 50% 10 years ago. It's maybe 1 in 10 now. People understand. Real estate agents say, hey, I'm not going to help you go look at a house until you get qualified for a loan. And this is what the process has been. Gather the important documents, budget for your down payment, your closing costs, and then your monthly payment. What does it compare to your rent? Then get pre-qualified on a mortgage, and we did this just like everybody else 10 years at Churchill Mortgage, and then you start an actual detailed application. Get all your pay stubs, get all of your savings account, all of your personal information, your IDs, your taxes, your everything. Then you get a loan estimate. Then you say, aha, now I have a pre-approval. I'm going to go look for a house. Then once you go under contract, hey, here's the final documents you have to give to me at Churchill Mortgage or anybody else. You sign all of the disclosures what your final loan's going to be, and then you go and get your home inspected because you don't want to proceed in the contract or your loan if the house has some deficiencies you're not comfortable with. Well, then after you do that, then you actually invest another pile of money, which used to be $300. Now it's $800 to order an appraisal. That's all thanks to the AMC, the appraisal management company. You used to call the appraiser. Now you call a company that calls the appraiser, and you wonder why the price tripled. You gather all of the homeowner association information, put that together with the appraisal. You give a value confirmation to the seller. The seller fixes the deficiencies found in the inspection. Then you go ahead and you have to shop and obtain your homeowner's insurance. That's a big one right now because in Colorado, you can have one company like USAA that's $5,000 annual insurance. And literally, I found Farmers that was $2,500 homeowner's insurance. Well, after that, you have to complete all of your title work. And then you actually get all of your income verified, your assets verified for the final sign-off on the loan. Then your loan finishes final underwriting. You get your final approval, which we've done. Then you actually go to the closing and you sign all your disclosures, all of your loan paperwork, and then you finally own your house. And that's all of the parts of the sausage. But then Churchill, we made it much easier and much more proactive. So don't go anywhere. I'm going to be here with Bill McAfee going through the economic update about all the exciting real estate figures right after this break. And then I'm going to show you a very streamlined sausage. And that's the Churchill certified loan approval. We're going to go over that in the final segment. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show, and call me at 719-330-1457. Houses are available. Rates are affordable. I'm a mortgage lender. 719-330-1457.
Put your bank on mine.
Put your bank on mine.
Put your bank on mine.
Stand together and stand for it all.
Yeah.
Jay Garvin's show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back. Now, here's Jay Garvin's.
Housekeeping?
Come on. If you make sure you're connected, the writing's on the wall. But if your mind's neglected, stumble, you might fall.
Housekeeping.
Well, welcome everybody back. We're in the middle of the radio show. I'm taking a break from How the Sausage is Made to talk to the baker himself, the chef, the butcher, Bill McAfee. Let's pop into the economic update numbers.
Absolutely. Actually, I'm the sausage maker.
You are the sausage maker.
If the shirt was a little tighter, you'd see exactly what it looks like.
Oh, no, yeah. He did.
And I will tell you this, man, I'm just fired up beyond control with Sarah. I've literally got almost $1 million for transactions with her in the next 30 days. I've not had that in 3 years.
Thank you very much.
And thank you very much.
Yep, nope.
If you've not refinanced in the last 10 years, call me. We have 15-year rates at like 4.9. We have 30-year fixed rates at 6.125, which is odd because a lot of the builders and companies like ours are buying groups a rate, but the rates have actually been going up for others, Bill, haven't they?
Yeah, it's really weird. You know, the bond market shot up. This market right now is just unbelievable. In fact, when I thought it was going to come down when the jobs numbers came out, it actually went up a little bit, the bond market. It's just,
I know, and we're down to 4.3% unemployment, and you know the crazy thing that no one's talking about is government jobs are the lowest that they've ever been in physical numbers, not percentage, physical numbers since 1960.
Yeah, I believe it.
Just cutting government jobs, and these are private sector jobs.
Yeah, yep. No, it's, and what the jobs numbers that came out, they were predicted about 50, 55,000, and it was 130 of jobs created in the non-farm sector. So, no, it's wild. You know, we've talked about this before, I think, as we go into 26 and through the end of 26. A lot of the stuff that's being put in place, people will start to see. Gas prices are incredibly low right now. That will eventually translate through the entire economy. Everything deals with petroleum, and so you're going to see prices ease on almost everything. They're drilling like crazy. They're going to keep doing that. Yeah. The regulations are going down like crazy. Things are going to get less expensive. And the big deal that's going to happen to a lot of people is the tax breaks that are going to be coming. Everyone, the media all says, well, this is billionaires. I can tell you I'm not a billionaire, but the tax breaks are going to help. My daughter's a barber, and federally, you're going to be able to shelter $25,000 in tips with the feds. I mean, and $12,000 of overtime. So it's going to be huge in everyone's pocket.
Yeah, and that is so true. And let's pop through it then. Okay. You've got the average listings. I mean, we're still, listings are still going up.
They're
but
at a slower rate on my running average now. You know, there for a while from about 2021 was kind of the bottom, and then it started shooting up. And we're starting to level a little bit right now. We had about the last 2 months around 2,800 listings, you know, is about where that's been. If you look what is a norm, it's about 35. So we're still below what historic norms would be. Yeah. The rate of growth in that is slipping. One of the things I'm going to talk about in the very end, though, Jay, is average and median price. The reason they're going up is because it's upper-end homes that are selling.
Yes.
You know, and I'll show that in inventory levels, and I'll show that, you know, in the prices themselves. So, and I've said this before, the average price, because we don't run a huge number of units through our MLS, it can be skewed. And like an example, when we compare last year to the year before, median was only up about 0.5%, where average was up like 1.9, almost 2%. That's because we're selling more homes at 750 and above than we are 0 up to 300.
Yeah, and so, let's talk about that for a second. Okay. If there's just generally, there's more, but let's do simple numbers. Okay. 500,000 people in Colorado Springs and 700,000 people in the county.
Yep.
How many sales then last month, homes were sold in this county of 700,000 people?
Let me just tell you, I'm going to have to look at my number here real quick. So, there's most of the other. Here we go. So this would have been a number of sales. So, and this was on a 12-month range. We had not just for the whole month. This is for January. So 710 units, million and above.
Okay.
We had 1,091 that were 750 up to a million.
Okay.
And then we had 3,804 that were 5 to 750.
Those are sales or listings?
Those are sales. Those are sold. Yeah, those are sold.
And not in a month.
No. That's what you've been. This is over the last 12 months.
Okay, over the last 12 months. Yep. So in the last 12 months, we've only had 3,000 houses sold. That's less than 300 a month in the price range of $750,000.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
What's the hottest? Like, the hottest is
77% are for basically 300,000 up to 750. Okay.
Okay. So that's 77% of all the houses sold
are going to be from 300 up to basically 750. And then, but the amazing thing is, Jay, if you look at that, 14% of the homes are selling 750 and above, and we only have 9% of the homes that are selling zero up to 300.
Yeah.
So we're selling, you know, a lot more. We're selling 5% more 750 and above than we are now. It is hard to find stuff in that 300s. I'll grant you that. But I'm telling you, you're seeing these small homes. They're not tiny homes, but there are a lot of homes we're seeing now 350, 360 with a very small footprint. You know, they're not big homes per square foot. They're very expensive, but there's a lot of them coming online.
Yeah.
And you see them almost every, and I mean, big builders are doing that.
Wow. And that, these are not big numbers at all. When you have 700,000 people living in a county and you only have 3,800, call it 4,000 homes sold in the hottest portion of the market between 500,000 and 750.
Right.
I mean, that's crazy. That's less than 300 of those, 350 of those houses sold
right.
a month.
Right, right.
Yeah, and there just isn't the buyers right now with the interest rates.
Yeah, on the lower end, they've just got killed. You know, that's where the interest rates truly have affected the market. You go back to that spring of 22 when those rates jacked up, when the 30-year rates jacked up during that time. We haven't recovered since. What we haven't seen, of which we might see this year, possibly a little bit of decrease in average or median. We almost saw it last year. Remember that median year over year only went up 0.5%.
Yeah, I know. But it did stay even. I mean, Denver didn't stay even.
No.
Austin didn't stay even. Naples didn't stay even in Florida.
No, there's a lot of places that absolutely did not. So active listings, I think they're going to continue. I've actually been watching legislation, which is going to seem to ease a bit as far as the regulations that are coming into the building side. I think that's going to help bring costs down as well. So I just think there's some positive things that come. It's probably going to be late in 26, but things are starting to happen. So listings, you're going to see those. They'll climb this year again. You know, they'll go
above 3,000. Maybe you think they'll hit 4,000 again?
They might, you know, by end of the year.
In the summer, and the builders get inventory.
Yeah, absolutely.
So expect as much as 3,000 to 4,000 listings. Right now, we're below 3,000.
Yep, and then your number of sales. We had 537 total sales last month.
That's crazy. That's lower than last January.
Yeah, it is. In fact, actually, no, we did top that last January.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, but not by much. What is cool is the average number of sales. This has continued to fall, even on a running average. And this trend started in that spring of 22. Huge drop in number of homes until the end of 24. Since we got 24, it jumped up a little bit, but now
it's just flatlined
now. It's flatlined, and we're even actually starting to decrease on running average. Inventory in number of months, we're still at about 2.91, let's call it 3 months.
3 months of inventory, 90 days.
And that's how long it would take us to sell everything off in the MLS. Now, still 4.5 and 5.5 would be normal. We're still under normal as far as when we look at historic things. So, and it's really weird because it's that upper end market that's still moving. The lower end market is a dog right now.
Yeah.
That's it. And interest rates are all of that. My inventory levels, and Jay, here's what I like. I'm talking to a lot of agents out there. The ones that had a great year last year were people working in the high-end market. If you happen to be concentrated in that lower-end market, last year was a tough year. It just, the interest rates really affects buyers in those markets, period. That's the end of story. The two markets that are still, we do not have enough homes is a million plus and 750 up to a million. We're still way undersupplied in those two price ranges.
Wow.
And those are the ones that are absolutely moving.
Yeah, so to finish it up in the last minute or so, so is the median price up or is it down?
If we compare, and so when I'm doing these stats now, I'm just comparing January of this year to January of last year, and so we're down both in average and median. When I compare January of this year to January of last year, median average is down about 0.9%, median is down about 2.6%.
2.5% from last year. And
again, in December,
we were down 5%.
Yeah, no. So this, we're starting out on a, we'll see what happens through the end of this year.
But that makes sense. Prices, I think the first quarter is going to be brutal.
Yeah.
And then the fourth quarter is going to be strong. That's what I believe.
You know, and I think, and I really do think prices have to correct some. You know, if you look at our average income in this market, we talked about that a couple shows ago. You know, average median household income is about $114,000. To qualify for a $500,000 house at today's rates, you need, you know, you need about $114,000.
Period. Just to qualify for a $450,000 house.
Absolutely. And honestly, the income is not there. We'll need about $108,000 on the household median income.
Thank you so much, my friend. High five. I appreciate it.
You bet.
Only guy that can do the whole update in 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to be right back explaining, telling you how the sausage is made. Finishing up how to pack a mortgage after this.
I'm going to get myself connected. I ain't going to go blind for the light that is reflected. Hear me out. Can you hear me out? Can you hear me out? You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want.
Jay Garvin's show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with your home and mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin.
We want to pump you up.
You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant.
Accepting Alice.
You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. So walk right up.
Well, congratulations to all of you that made it to the power, the final segment of my show. I'm Jay Garvin. How the sausage is made, the mortgage loan process, and what Churchill did a couple years ago, and I'm a member of Churchill. Churchill Mortgage is the exclusive lender for Dave Ramsey. We're a debt-free lender. We are a team member-owned company, which is very, very important, meaning that every single person that talks with you on the phone is an owner, and no pun intended, but an owner has so much more invested than a renter. And how apropos that I'm talking about mortgages and how they're put together, because in the past, you find a house, you fall in love with it, you want to make an offer, your real estate agent says, hey, you better call a lender. You call a lender and say, hey, I'm under contract on a house, I want to see what I'm qualified for. They go ahead, take your financial information, they go ahead and put it all into a computer program that's called a Fannie Mae Direct Underwriting DU or a Freddie Mac LP approval process. And then you scurry to get your home inspections, you scurry to get all your documents together, you scurry to get through the appraisal and cross your fingers, and you're buying a house, you're moving, you're doing all this, and it's far too stressed out. And what we did at Churchill Mortgage back in like 2019, we played with the model and the concept. By 2021, we had it placed, and that's called Churchill Certified Mortgage. So everybody will go and get you what's called pre-qualified, which means, hey, let's pull your credit. Tell me what your income is. Tell me what your down payment is. And if all of that is accurate with a credit score above a certain number, usually it's 640 points numerically in your Fair Isaac and Company score, you're pre-qualified. Go look at houses. And that's a flimsy piece of paper. If you go ahead and take that income and get a pay stub, you take that down payment and show a bank statement plus the credit and you put it into the computer, now 95% of the companies out there will say you're pre-approved. But less than 3 to 5% of the companies take that pre-qualification, match it with the actual documents, underwrite it in a computer system, but then I personally, Jay Garvin's, Ken Smith, Churchill Mortgage, Craig Spence, everybody here in Colorado, takes all that information. We take the expense up front on our back. We carry that baggage and we put it in front of an underwriter, in front of a processor, and have a human being actually verify and then guarantee it. So we fully underwrite your approval before you've ever shopped for a house, eliminating stress. What a concept. You don't lock your interest rate. You don't assign a property address. You just have a floating approval that's out there for you. We do research on the amount of down payment you're putting to the property price range that you're offering, and we see where you can get appraisal waiver possibilities. I received an appraisal waiver possibilities for a couple just putting 5% down. That's $850 additional dollars. If you're under the stress of moving on a timeline during an actual contract process, you don't have the time to do appraisal waiver analysis. There's time, there's money, and there's stress that's saved in doing this. And then more than anything, when we're done and you have a certified approval walking around shopping for houses, you can literally close in 10 to 20 days from the time you sign the contract, because a majority of the financing is already done. You basically need a contract and an appraisal. So in saying that, contract and an appraisal, Churchill Mortgage actually puts forward a $10,000 guarantee to a seller that offers you the contract as opposed to somebody else. And that guarantee is that if anything with your loan approval is not delivered, that Churchill Mortgage, even if you get your earnest money back, will give that seller, prior to the loan commitment date, $10,000 for taking their home off the market and trusting a Churchill buyer when they were not ready to go. And I've been in the industry 25 years, and Mike Hardwick is the one who founded Churchill Mortgage, and approximately 3.5, almost 4 years ago, we bought the company from him, and that was one of the biggest things that our individual employee stock ownership pool of people said that we need. We need to have some guarantee, some provision in completing a purchase loan that is more valuable than our competition. Because putting a loan together is like making sausage. There's so many different components into it. I've been in the industry for 25 years. Really, it's been since 2009 that I've been originating my own loans, because I owned a company. I managed a very large branch with Churchill Mortgage. Back in 2020, when a couple of my team members left, I went back into origination in an exciting fashion, helping people and earning more money. There was a lot of people on my team right now, Ken Smith, myself, Craig Spence, other individuals at our branch here. I'm doing every aspect of the loan, and we simplify it for you, but experience counts. Not only do we have the systems in Churchill, folks, I've been originating loans since 1998, and I love it. I don't have to be here. I have 8 houses and 7 investment properties and short-term rentals, Airbnbs, with no mortgages on it, but this is the best time in literally 7 years. Since 2017 and 2018 to buy a house in El Paso County. And I said, I'm going to come back, help 100 more people go through the buying process before I retire, before I sunset this radio show. And I kid you not, 2026, 2027 can be the last years that we are here, Matt and I. So call me at 719-330-1457. I want to help your adult children, your neighbors, your relatives do this, folks, because there's a lot that goes in to making a mortgage. And today, I call it sausage. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show, 719-330-1457. And as I state at the end of every show, go grow and prosper and tell someone close to you that you love them. You've been listening to the Home and Mortgage Talk Show.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I tell you what about it when I see you again.
KRDO News Radio does not confirm or deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff or management of KRDO News Radio.
Carry on. Give me all the strength I need to carry on. Ooh, ooh. It's been a long without you, my friend, and I'll tell you what about it when I see you.